Hi, everybody. I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio. And with me is one of the legendary anglers across the BASS and FLW trail, is Paul Elias. And Paul, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Terry. I'm glad to be on it, man.
Well, you know, you and I've had a lot of opportunities to talk throughout the years and stuff, and you've just been one of the guys that everybody looks up to from the standpoint of an angler. You know, you've won the Bassmaster Classic, you've always finished high in most events, and have had great years. But I think sometimes people don't notice some of the things you do in the background, and one very, very important thing that I think really differentiates Paul Elias from anybody else is that you really have been trying for a lot of years to organize the anglers, to get the anglers to really pull together, and the PAA is a result of that. But you've been on just about every board that they can have out there and really trying to make a difference in our sport.
Well, yeah, you know, the way the sport's growing, Terry, it's inevitable that there's got to be some type of association among the anglers. And, you know, how we get there, I guess, is going to basically be up to the anglers. And, you know, it's been a rough road to hoe, but we're getting together, and we're hopefully starting to make some progress.
Well, you know, the hardest thing in our sport is, of course, that it's an individual sport, and you know, an advantage for one guy could be a disadvantage to someone else. And to organize a group of guys that are really looking out, you know, for their own best interest, sometimes can be pretty difficult.
Well, it is. It's very difficult, and it's hard to make the type of association I want to see, because I really don't want to see a union. But in every aspect of the word, you know, we try to dodge that word, but I guess everybody feels like that's what it would be. But really, the whole game plan behind the association is to have a place for the anglers to turn to if there is some great wrong done to them, you know, and it, besides promoting the sport in a lot of other ways. But, you know, right now, it's basically everybody fend for themselves, and that's not the way it should be.
Well, that's exactly right. And, you know, what happens, what may be detrimental to one angler could be an advantage to another. So what you run into a lot of times is, hey, well, I really don't want to be involved in that, or maybe that doesn't make sense for me. But in the big long-term picture, it seems to me that it makes the most sense to have you guys organized and have a voice maybe that's a little stronger than you do today.
Well, we need that, and there's a lot of positive things to that toward the fishing organizations and the sponsors that I think maybe possibly a lot of them don't realize. I think a lot of them are scared or basically gun-shy of anglers getting together, but I've seen a lot of things go down in this industry that could have been avoided, and a lot of misconceptions from the anglers and the tournament organizations that could have been avoided if there was more of a voice from the anglers.
Well, you've had a very strong voice, you have in particular, being on the Athletes Advisory Board at BASS, and now they call it the BAAC, and then on top of that, you know, you're a board member, of course, of the PAA, which, you know, gives you a strong voice, and people look at you for leadership. But sometimes that leadership can be maybe a little bit more tough on Paul Elias than it can be on other people.
Well, it can, and I basically I've done a lot of thinking over this past spring and the schedules the way they are and how mentally I have to be focused on doing what I do best, and that's fishing. That, you know, I've kind of laid the groundwork to get myself out of that picture, I guess.
Well, you know, and somebody needs to take that, you know, and I know, Paul, you've set great groundwork there, and you know, people know that this is needed. You know, and it's real hard, you know, to really be a great angler, to be able to concentrate on that fishing part, as you mentioned, but then also take a leadership part away from it. It seems one will definitely be hurt by that.
Well, you know, it's possible, but I think there, you know, my shoes will be filled by someone else, and hopefully, you know, the person that filled them is going to look at the best interest of the anglers. And what we need is really a 10-man selfless board that looks at the whole picture and doesn't care, you know, a large percentage of how it might just reflect on him. And I think we don't have that right now. And I think it's very important that the 10 people on that board realize that they're making decisions for at least 150 anglers and not just, you know, a handful.
Well, you know, the leagues are so powerful, you know, and both of them, we're really glad we have both of them. Both BASS and FLW both have great organizations. But, you know, they also experiment. They've got things that they have to do from a standpoint of television coverage or, you know, the things that they're trying to do to make the sport bigger. So, you know, economically it makes sense for them. But by the same token, that can impact the anglers both positively and through, you know, maybe a negative fashion.
Well, naturally it can, and that's why you need some type of association among the anglers to intervene and say, you know, when something is going to go down that could be very detrimental to the anglers, try to stop it and work towards something to alleviate it and still have everybody come out in their best interest, you know, and a lot of times that, you know, those type of things can be avoided. So, you know, hopefully that's what we're working toward, and that's what everything's getting geared toward. You know, the BAAC is a great thing for the anglers. Now, you know, to the extent that it's used depends on bass and it depends on the anglers. You know, I've seen good decisions made in that room, and I've seen bad decisions made in that room. Of course, you know, some of the what I think was a bad decision could, you know, some other people maybe don't think it was a bad decision. So, you know, that's why you need enough people putting their heads together to work things out. Nobody's going to be, you know, you never walk out of that room in 100% agreement, but at least everybody's on the same page when they come out of there.
Well, and they all heard the same story at the same time. You know, a lot of times the hardest thing I think is, you know, you're looking for consensus more than you are, you know, that 100% satisfaction. And, you know, both the leagues, I got to tell you that, you know, there have been some things that they've tried that they felt, hey, maybe this didn't work or whatever. But I think that you guys have had such a big input, you know, Paul Elias in particular, big input on saying, hey, did you think about this? And I think that's very, very critical to get our sport bigger and what we're looking for is more anglers out there.
Well, it's definitely very important, and I really have to compliment the, you know, the people at Bass and ESPN for using this board and accepting its advice in a lot of ways. Naturally, you know, 100% of what the anglers want, they're not going to get, but, you know, there were days when we didn't get 10% of what we wanted, you know. Now it's possible that we can get 50 to 75% of what we want, you know, and the reason for that is that board and ESPN listening to us. So, you know, I think in the long run, you know, things will work out and things are going to get better for the anglers. Now, it may be a smaller number than what an anglers association would hope for, but, you know, it's hard to promote 150 anglers. And I think the tournament organizations are realizing that. And so, you know, something's got to give for the sport to become a spectator sport and have a fan following. And, I think they're working toward that goal.
Well, there's no question, you know, the power of ESPN, what's going on up at FLW. You know, of course, Irwin Jacobs is putting a lot of money and time into his programs. But, you know, they really need that input from the anglers because without the anglers, you know, you have nothing. And it's very, very critical that the anglers are right in the middle of everything because they know they've been there. They've been up and down the road, you know, 30-some years, and they understand what the fans are looking for, I think, probably better than anyone.
Well, you're exactly right. I don't think a lot of the anglers understand the business part of it from the organization's view like they should understand it. But, you know, you talk about Irwin Jacobs. Irwin, you know, he's done a ton for professional fishing. And I mean, his organization's on a different – I think on a different page than the BASS organization as far as the way they want to promote the sport. I think both ways are great, and I think both ways are not going to do anything but make the sport grow. So, you know, I have to compliment both organizations on the, you know, the improvements that have been made and the more, you know, the way the sport's been recognized a lot more than it would have been in the past 5 years.
Well, you know, Paul, I want to wrap up here, but I know that you, even though you have resigned from the BAAC and, you know, are still working with the PAA, but it's going to be something where you're going to be involved. I know Paul Elias way too well to know you're just going to sit back and let things happen. And that's the kind of guy I think we need in a pro organization is you need to be able to stand your ground. You need to be able to do the things that are important for the anglers. And there's no question in my mind Paul Elias does that.
Well, I appreciate that. And, you know, the only thing I can say is that, you know, I'm going to do what I can to promote this sport and to get the sport to go forward. And, and hopefully, you know, everything, the groundwork's getting set, and we're going to see bass fishing turn into a major, major, major professional sport.
Well, I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Radio.